Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. I'm coming to you from the cabin, a little porch of the cabin out back behind the house. I've got a good friend of mine, David Hansen, on board. David and I are listening to Western Swing and other things, aren't we, David?
Absolutely, man. Enjoying every minute of it.
Our kind of music, man. I tell you. This is a great way to start every weekend off, and I get the chance to visit with folks like you, David, and all these folks from, gosh, Nebraska down to the Texas Panhandle, and talk about hunting and fishing. Folks, David Hansen is a catfish guide on Lake Tewakinee, which all you cat fishermen know about Lake Tewakinee in Texas. It's about a little over an hour east, maybe an hour and 10 minutes east of Dallas, but it is, in my opinion, the premier catfish lake in the state of Texas. If you want to go catch a big trophy blue catfish, I know of no better place. David, you've been guiding out there for a long time, and we are just now into what you and I and many others call the trophy blue catfish season, aren't we?
Yes, sir. This is the time of the year when your time change is coming up. We've had our first few fronts. This weekend, that time will change. Them nights will get longer and start cooling down, and them old big fish are fixing to get hungry.
David, we have fished together for a long time, many years. I don't know how many, but a bunch of them. I remember the first time I went trophy blue catfishing with you, I caught a 50-something, 52, 53-pounder. But Tewakinee truly is a lake this time of year, right on through the dead of winter and into spring. It's a lake where a 30-pound blue catfish, I mean, it's a big old fish, but for guys like you that stay on them all the time, and you grant that that's a good fish, but it doesn't really get you real, real excited, does it? I mean, you know?
Not like, those 50-plus pounders, but, a 30-pounder tells me things is fixing to happen, but better things are coming, and, it like you say, I don't get real excited, but the people that catch them are just thrilled to death.
I would like to know how many people have fished all their lives, David, and never caught a 20 or 25-pound catfish. There's a lot of most people, I think. And, it's not because of, lack of fishing skills or anything, but targeting these big ones, first you've got to be at a place where they are numerous. And I don't know of a better lake literally anywhere than Lake Tewakinee there that's for producing, not only big trophy-sized catfish in the winter, but channel cat throughout the year,
Absolutely. There's people come here from all over, and when they eat the fish they catch, they say they've never eaten catfish that taste as good come out of this lake.
I agree. And the smaller fish, 10 pounds or less, usually catch a bunch of them. I mean, it's worth a trip to Tewakinee regardless of where you are if you like to catch and eat catfish. But the big ones, they all go back in to fight another day, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are your brood fish. And without those brood fish, our future generations won't have anything to look forward to. And, I'm all about them kids, the ones coming up. And, if we release them today at 50, 5-6 years, they'll be 100.
That's true, David. Let's try to get everybody hooked up with you. Leave a phone number, and folks can go. You can go to Facebook, and David Hansen, just like David Hansen. He posts pictures of the catfish very frequently, just about every trip. How do they call you, David, to talk catfish and learn more about it, or maybe they might sometime want to come to Tewakinee and fish with you?
You can reach me anytime at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, as always, buddy, I appreciate you taking some time to be with us. And, folks, we'll put some pictures on the website here, hppr.org and Outdoors with Luke Clayton under the features there. We'll post some pictures of David. We'll get you back soon, David, and talk some more fishing. How about it?
Sounds good.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.